Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Captivate Insider, behind the scenes of Captivate.fm, the world's only growth-oriented podcast host, brought to you by the team at Rebel Base Media. I'm your host, CEO and co-founder of Rebel Base Media, Mark Asquith. And today we have four little upgrades for you. Two of them are actually quite small. The other two are actually quite big. So I'm going to run you through them right now. But before I do that, just a quick reminder, of course, that if you're not using Captivate to host and grow your podcast, you can try it for 7 days totally free at Captivate.fm. And we're always releasing new features. Every single week we put something out. Of course, we didn't put something out last week. There were bigger things on everyone's minds last week. And of course, we need to be mindful of those things. We need to be mindful of the Black Lives Matter protests going on around the world to this day. And we need to be doing our very, very best for everyone, for, you know, equality, for helping people that are underrepresented to find that representation that they need. And we should be doing our bit to educate ourselves on that. We, of course, have to continue with business, not quite as usual. So we are back with a release this week, but please do all you can. I know that's what we're doing here at Rebel Base Media to help the Black Lives Matter cause. Please go ahead and consider doing that and educating yourself just like we're doing if you find that you've got knowledge gaps in that area and you want to know a little bit more, all right? So please, I urge you, first of all, to do that. Now, excuse me, we did welcome our wonderful new marketing coordinator, Rachel, to the team this week. And Rachel is already proven to be a fantastic addition to the Rebel Base Media team, working solely on Captivate, the product marketing and of course, the community engagement, along with Sam, who leads up the community and support experience team. So welcome to Rachel, and thank you to everyone in our Rebel Base Media support and experience group on Facebook who gave Rachel such a big welcome. Now, you'll find a blog post about Rachel's arrival here on the Captivate product team over on the Captivate.fm blog, where you'll also find pretty much the ultimate rundown of all of the ways that you can make money with your podcast. Go and check out captivate.fm/blog for 15 actionable ways to monetize your podcast today. And also you are going to find all the details of this release plus two YouTube tutorials over on the blog as well. So go and check that out. Obviously, the changelog has been updated as well, but primarily we tell a little story about the releases over on the blog. So go and check that out as well. So without further ado, what have we released this week? Well, we've put four things out, two small things, two big things. So I'll do the small things first. First up, thank you to Kelvin from a couple of weeks ago, the last product release that we did. We created the ability for you to customize the Captivate podcast player very, very easily, very, very quickly, and start to remove or add things that you may or may not want depending on your tech stack setup. So the ability to remove things like the ability to download or share and embed or to subscribe, the links button. So you can basically customize the entire player, turning off every single element of it. And one thing that we added, thank you to Kelvin for this suggestion, is this week we've released the ability to also turn off the cover art on the podcast player. This is a precursor to some other player updates that we've got coming down the wire over the next few weeks and months. So thank you, Kelvin, for the suggestion on that. We actually expedited that because Kelvin thought it was a great idea. We chatted over on the Facebook support and experience group. We also thought it was a good idea, so we got it done, all right? So now you can turn off in your player settings your podcast cover art. So cool. If you want to do that, go ahead and do it. We also added a little tiny tweak to the meta title, the SEO title for Captivate Sites individual episode pages. We've just appended the podcast show name to the end of them. So the structure of those will be the episode name or the custom SEO title that you add. And then Captivate will then add on the episode single pages into the SEO title. It will append the show name to that one. So, for example, we did an episode of Spark Rebellion last week that was entitled Thank You, John Boyega. So that episode title, sorry, that SEO title on the episode webpage for Spark of Rebellion. So if you go to sparkofrebellion.com and click on the latest episode, you'll see the SEO title when you hover over the title bar at the top of the browser. That is Thank You, John Boyega, which is the custom SEO title we typed in. And then Captivate has added Spark of Rebellion, a Star Wars show. All right. So that it's just a little bit of automation that helps you out and it's great for SEO. So that's a big thing that we added. It's kind of a big impact thing, but that was like a tiny thing for us to add. excuse me, but the two things that we have added that are really big deals, that are absolutely brilliant pieces of functionality that I'm really excited about. And as a precursor to this, there are tutorials for these over on our YouTube channel. We've updated the help articles, of course, to include these. And of course, we've included them in the blog as well. So go and check out youtube.com/rebelbasemedia for tutorials on the next two things I'm about to tell you about. So number one, the next feature, the big feature that we've released this week is the ability for you to exclude a podcast episode individually from your RSS feed. So when you now publish or edit an episode, you can open up a new advanced options section. And what it will do, it will give you the ability to say, I don't want this episode to appear in my RSS feed. Ergo, I don't want it to appear in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and the other directories. Now, you would maybe want to do this. I know I want to do this from time to time, where I just don't want this to be a private podcast. That's way too much for what I need. But what I do want is to just be able to work with this episode using the podcast embeddable player from Captivate. So say that I want to embed something on my website and I don't want people to subscribe to it. I don't want people to get it in their podcast apps, in Google, in Apple Podcasts, in Spotify. Maybe I'm running an experiment. Maybe it's a promo that I'm running for a sponsor. Maybe it's a promo that I'm running for myself or for Captivate, and I want to push people to a landing page to listen and then take action based on it. The problem with that in the past was that it would also, the episode would appear in all the directories. Now you can exclude episodes, all right? And you can use just the Captivate embeddable podcast player to embed that on a website. So great for corporate, great for people running sponsorship partnerships, people running promotions for their own thing, people that want to drive things to a landing page. So really, really useful for you as a podcaster. And the second thing, kind of the second part of that, but the second feature, which is a separate feature, but you can use them together, is that you now have the ability to set an expiration date and an expiration time for your podcast episodes. This is mega useful for time-sensitive promotions. It's really useful for holiday messages or for hiatus messages. So the example use case here is that I put a Christmas message out. Hey, happy Christmas, everyone. Thanks for tuning in this year on the Podcast Accelerator. We really, really appreciate all the support that you give us at Rebel Base Media. Have a wonderful Christmas and a very, very happy new year. And I can publish that on the 23rd of December. But when I publish it, what I can do is set an auto expiration date. And what that will do is it will say basically to Captivate, right, on this date and this time in the future, I want you to unpublish that. I want you to expire that episode and pull it out of my feed. Now, you can republish it in the future. That's no problem. You can go ahead and republish it if you want to and set a new expiration date or just take the expiration date off. But it's very, 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 very useful for promotions, for holiday messages and seasonal things that you might want to pull out of the feed in the future. You don't have to remember to do that. It will automatically do that for you now. So these are two really powerful features that can be used independently or they can be used together. You could say, for example, I'm going to run a promotion and I'm going to not have it in my RSS feed this episode. I'm going to push people to a landing page, but also I'm going to unpublish and expire this episode in a week when this promotion has finished. It's a really powerful set of tools that you've got now, and I'm going to use them all the time pretty much. I will actually use them every single time I do something like that. So, you know, selfishly kind of built something that we want as well. So these are two really cool features. I want you to go and check out the tutorials. So go and check out either the help section in Captivate if you're a user, or if you're not a user, you can get to the same videos, you can get to the same tutorials, the same write-ups, not only on the help section of Captivate, but over on the YouTube channel and over on captivate.fm/blog. Now, why do I want you to do that? Well, first and foremost, we've put some tutorials there. But secondly, you are going to see that there are two new icons that will take precedence in your Captivate interface if you use these particular features. So if you expire an episode and set it to auto expire, you'll see a new stopwatch icon in your episodes list. If you set something to not appear in your feed, you will see a little kind of a stop icon in your episode listing. So these are really cool features. I'm really, really pleased to have been able to work on these. And a big thank you to Kieran and Pierre and the engineering team for working on these. Big thank you to Rachel and Sam on the marketing and the customer support and experience business teams for getting everything up to date. I've done the tutorials, I did the blog post and everything. So thank you, big, big team effort on this one. And it's wonderful to see these things in the wild. So if you've got any questions, let us know. Let us know. All you need to do that is let us know via support 24 hours a day during the week and then a couple of hours per day over the weekend. We're always around for support. You know, you're never waiting too long for support. We're always very responsive. We always get great feedback on the support, and this is no different. If you need a hand with anything, do let us know. And until the next time, we'll be in touch. Hope to see you on the live deep dive Q&A next week in the Rebel Base Media Support and Experience Group. If you are using one of our products, Captivate Podcast Websites, Podcast Success Academy, we'll see you in the deep dive exclusive podcasting Q&A next week. And until the next time, just keep on talking, stay safe, do your bit to make the world a better place, and just let us know what we can do, all right? Have a fantastic week, and I'll see you soon.